The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on May 20th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 21. One of the sweetest verses in all the Vedic wisdom, actually. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhayasprasheshu
Asakta Atma
Vindati
Atmani
Yat
Sukam
Sa
Brahma Yoga
Yukta Atma
Sukam
Akshayam
Ashnute
Bahiyasprasheshvasaktatma
Bahiyasprasheshvasaktatma
Vindatyatmaniyatsukam
Vindatyatmaniyatsukam
Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma
Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma
Sukam Akshayam Ashnute Bahiyasprasheshvasaktatma Vindatyatmaniyatsukam
Yat maniyat sukam
Sarvama yoga yukta atma Sukam akshayam ashnute Bhayasparsheshu
In external sense pleasure
Asakta Atma, one who is not attached. Vindati enjoys. Atmani in the self. Yet that which sukam happiness sa he Brahma Yoga by concentration in Brahman. Yukta Atma, self-connected. Sukam, happiness. Akshayam, unlimited. Ashnute, enjoys. Translation in Prayer Board by Srila Prabhupada. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, this self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. Purport. Sri Jamunacharya, a great devotee in Krishna consciousness, said, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padaravinde Nava nava rasadamanu jantam rantumasit Tadavadi bhattanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukha vikara shushtu nishtivanam cha. Since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought, and my lips curl with distaste. A person in Brahma Yoga or Krishna consciousness is so absorbed in the loving service of the Lord that he loses his taste for material sense pleasure altogether. The highest pleasure in terms of matter is sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and a materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. That is the test in spiritual realization. Spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. A Krishna conscious person is not attracted to any kind of sense pleasure due to his being a liberated soul. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamlam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragatam Tam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Padijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanditamscha. So it's interesting to note here that the material world, they are energized by sex.
Интересно да се отбележи тук, че в материалния свят всеки получава потик да действа от секса.
That's what inspires them to do things, to get things done, sex pleasure.
Това е което вдъхновява хората да правят разни неща. Сексуално удоволствие.
But the devotee who completely gives up sex pleasure.
Но примерно даният, който напълно изоставя сексуалното удоволствие.
And takes up Krishna consciousness.
И приема Кришна съзнание.
He's even more energized than the materialist. So there's a question of energy or more energy, you see. They are energized by sex pleasure. The devotees are even more energized by giving up sex and becoming Krishna conscious. That gives them more energy. You may say, but you have householders who are having sex. That's true. But household lives are giving up sex. It's for giving it up. You have two or three children and finish it. That's a celibacy.
Човек прави две или три деца и приключва с този бизнес.
It's not that our regulated principles are no sex outside, you know, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no sex out of marriage. That's not our regulated principle.
Не е така, че регулиращия принцип е да няма сексуален живот извън семейството.
Our regulated principle is no illicit sex.
Нашият регулиращ принцип е да няма забранен секс.
That means we have sex only for procreation.
Това означава, че трябва да правим секс само за създаване на деца.
Are we feeling tortured by this rule?
Дали не се чувстваме измъчени от това правило?
Those who are actually Krishna conscious are going, Hari Bol, this is great, I love him. I'm loving him.
Тези, които са Кришна осъзнати, казват Hari Bol.
I'm not a slave of my genitals anymore, you see.
Това е чудесно, аз не съм повече слуга на моите гениталии.
By this detachment from sex pleasure, I'm becoming a liberated soul.
Като развие непривързаност към стилното наслаждение, сексуалното наслаждение, човек става
As described in this verse.
Както се описва в този стих.
If you can chant Hare Krishna and give up sex life, then you become a liberated person, like described in this verse.
Хари Кришна, живот, става освободена душа, както се описва в този стих.
So what is the nature of such a person?
И каква е природата на такава една личност?
You're always in trance.
Той винаги се намира в транс.
What does that mean to be in trance?
Какво означава да бъдеш в транс?
What's the Sanskrit word?
Коя е санскритската дума?
Samadhi. How would you like to be in samadhi 24 hours a day? Arjuna was in samadhi even when he was on the battlefield.
Arjuna бил в самади дори когато се сражава на бойното поле.
You may say, well, how can I be in samadhi when I have to report to work every Monday morning, you see?
Вие може да се попитате как може да съм в самади като трябва да ходя на работа всяка сутрин.
But one who actually becomes Krishna conscious, he can be, he's in a meditative state everywhere, seeing everything as Krishna's energy.
Но някой, който наистина е Кришна съзнат, се намира в медитативно състояние на всякъде, където отива, защото вижда всичко като енергия на Кришна.
And in that meditative state of seeing everything as the energy of Krishna, he enjoys pleasure within.
И в това медитативно състояние, виждайки всичко като енергия на Кришна.
In other words, he does not depend on external happiness.
Той се наслаждава на удоволствието вътре в себе си, защото не зависи от външното.
It does not matter what's going on in the external world.
За него няма значение какво се случва във външния свят.
Because he is that pleasure within, he has found the spiritual world within his heart, you see.
Защото той изпитва удоволствието вътре в себе си, защото открил духовния свят в сърцето си.
He is completely in that sense Atmaram, you see.
Така личност е напълно Атмарама.
He doesn't need anything external.
Той няма нужда от нищо външно.
And then what is the position? A one who is in that trance state.
И каква е позицията на някой, който е в това състояние на транс?
Krishna says he enjoys unlimited happiness.
Кришна казва, че така лично се наслаждава на неограничено щастие.
Because he is always concentrating on the supreme.
Защото
don't put the hand in the mouth.
Той винаги се концентрира върху върховния.
In other words, he is fully Krishna conscious.
Други думи, той е напълно Кришна осъзнат.
And that complete Krishna consciousness
и това пълно Кришна съзнание
puts him in a state of unlimited happiness.
Го поставя в състояние на безгранично щастие.
So how do we get there?
И въпросът е как да стигнем.
We struggling neophytes.
Положение, ние борещите се начинаещи.
We're being bombarded with sense desires.
Които сме бомбардирани с сетивни желания.
How do we get out of this Maya that we're in right now?
Как да се измъкнем от тази майя, в която съм?
And actually attain this trance-like state 24 hours a day.
И действително да постигнем това състояние на транс 24 часа на ден и нощ.
This is the process known as Bhakti Yoga.
Това се постига чрез процеса наречен Bhakti Yoga.
How to gradually enter into that trance-like state.
Постепенно да се издигнем до това състояние на транс.
Where you're always enchanted.
Когато ние винаги оставаме
by the sound of Krishna's name, by the description of Krishna's fame, by the thoughts of Krishna's qualities, by remembering Krishna's associates, by meditating on Krishna's pastimes, and by engaging in the service of that beautiful, all-attractive person.
Разбира се, като се ангажираме в служене на тази прекрасна, се привличаща личност.
The supreme superstar.
Върховната суперзвезда.
Krishna. He's bigger than any superstar we've ever seen in this material world.
Той е по-велик от всяка суперзвезда, която сме виждали.
He's the ultimate superstar.
В този свят.
He never becomes forgotten. The superstars of this material world, they become forgotten eventually. But Krishna never becomes forgotten. And those who become known as being devotees of Krishna, they also have eternal fame.
И тези, които стават известни като предано дадени на Кришна, те също придобиват вечна слава.
This is explained in the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya.
Това се описва в разговорът между Рамананда Рая и Бог Чайтанья.
So, all we really have to do is absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness.
Затова всичко, което трябва да направим наистина е да се потопим в Кришна.
That's all we really have to do.
Това е всичко, което наистина трябва да направим.
That's all you have to do to be happy.
Това е всичко, което трябва да направим, за да имаме щастие.
So how do you absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness?
Това въпросът пак е как да се потопим в Кришна съзнание.
As soon as you wake up, you see.
Веднага, щом се събудите.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And you go to the shower? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And when you put on your tilak, and your dhoti or your sari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you have Mangalarti at home, and then you pick up your beads again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then you read some Bhagavatam. Make your breakfast, offer to Krishna. And then you take your breakfast, and you begin your work day as a student or as the prime minister or whatever your job may be.
Приемате закуски, след това започвате работния си ден като студент или като премиер-министър.
And what do you do all day long?
Каквото ви е работата и
какво? As much as possible.
Какво правите през целия ден, колкото е възможно повече?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then you come together in the evening with other devotees, you see, and you have kirtan.
И вечерта, когато съберете спрямо данните, имате киртан.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And before you take rest at night, what's the last thing on your lips? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And what do you dream all night? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And what will you do to the whole world? You will turn it on to this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And that day will come when the whole world will be doing what? Chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Prabhupada predicted the whole world will be chanting Hare Krishna. He wrote a poem that said when he arrived in America that everybody be chanting the holy names. He predicted it. It's also stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or the Chaitanya Bhagavad, yes. Priti vitti achayatra nagaradigam saracha prachar hoibe madanam. In as many towns and villages there are throughout Bulgaria, Romania, Macedonia, and the whole world, everybody will be chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So what kind of revolution are you going to make now here in Bulgaria? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And what will you be known as? You'll be known as a person who chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Why do you chant it? Because it is the ultimate happiness. In fact, the more you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, the more you become ecstatic. As confirmed by this verse, he enjoys unlimited happiness. So the more you chant, the more you go, the more you chant, the more you become enchanted. You understand? So enchantment or becoming more enchanted means you enter deeper and deeper into transcendental trance. And if you go deep enough into transcendental
trance,
the power of your meditation will burn through the coverings of the universe.
Силата на вашето медитация ще изгори обвивките на семената.
And you will see Krishna's pastimes within your heart going up.
И ще може да видите забавленията на Кришна в сърцето ви.
It's called mystic television.
Това се нарича мистична телевизия.
This is the ultimate internet. The Krishna net. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay, not many.
Чухме, че през целия ден трябва да повтаряме махамантрата. Но поне при мен съм забелязал, че когато умът ми работи и аз повтарям махамантрата, става една битка и почва да ме боли главата, в смисъл. Нито слушам мантрата, нито работи като хората. Въпросът ми е такъв. Концентрираното мантруване е това, за което той говори. А когато аз мантрувам и карам колата, когато пак отчитам кръговете си, тичайки за работа и ума ми работи, тогава не ми се мантрува. Така ли?
He's asking about the chanting. You said that we should chant all day long. And
as much as possible.
Колкото е възможно повече трябва да мантрува. Yes, but maybe you're talking about the concentrated chanting, because when his mind is working or he's doing some activity, he cannot concentrate properly on the name, even if he tries. So what is this situation?
Yes, that serving is also a form of chanting. Doing first class service is also a form of chanting. It's confirmed by Prabhupada. He said, chanting is chanting. Hearing is also considered chanting. In other words, whatever you do that's glorifying Krishna, that is a form of chanting. Decorating the deities is a form of chanting. Cleaning the temple, making money to donate to the temple, writing books, reading. Prabhupada said, he said even taking prasadam is also chanting. He said everything is chanting except for sleeping. He said that is waste. Of course we have to sleep, you know. Actually, one night in Hawaii, Prabhupada was up translating his books. He woke up his servant and said, go get Guru Kripa, bring him in here. And Guru Kripa was the he was the GBC, actually, I think. Guru Kripa Swami, the GBC. So he said, he called him and he said, why are you sleeping? Yet I've been serving hard all day, Prabhupada. I just wanted to take some rest at night so I can keep serving, doing devotional service.
И той каза, Шрила Прабхупада, аз служих цял ден и сега искам малко да си почина, за да мога да продължа утре със служба.
Prabhupada said, I'm not sleeping, why are you sleeping?
Шрила Прабхупада каза, аз не спа, ти защо спиш?
He says, because you're a pure devotee, Prabhupada, I'm a conditioned soul, what can I do, you know?
Той каза, понеже ти си чист предан отдаден, пък аз съм обословена душа, Прабхупада.
Prabhupada said, why are you not a pure devotee?
Прабхупада му каза, защо не си предан отдаден?
He says, I'm not being a pure devotee. And this Guru Kripa, he had kind of a he could get pretty angry, sort of a he could really get fired up sometimes, anger, you know. He had a nature to get very angry. So Prabhupada stimulated his anger, actually. He got very angry, then Prabhupada completely smashed him. And then Prabhupada told him a story from Krishna's pastimes to mellow him out. And he said, now go take rest. So, see, a liberated soul, they don't even, practically they don't even need to sleep, you see.
освободените души дори на практика нямат нужда от сън.
We condition souls, we, you know, we really feel our sleep is a very important thing, but
обособените души ние си мислим, че сън е много важно нещо.
But for a liberated soul, it's just like, you know, the botheration, like having to go to the toilet or something, you know, it's like a waste of time.
Но за освободена душа това е само загуба на време, нещо като да
туалетната. Prabhupada used to be, he would be quoting a verse. As he was, he'd be talking with one of his disciples, quoting some sloka, and then he would go off into what appeared to be sleep in the middle of the sloka.
Когато Шила Прабхупад говорил със свой ученик, той започна да цитира една шлока и изглеждал, че сякаш задрямал.
And then he would wake up and finish the second half of the sloka.
Така изглеждал, че сякаш задрямал, но когато се събужда, той просто довършва втората част на стиха.
So Prabhupada was not an ordinary sleeper like our sleeping is. He remained always in transcendental Krishna consciousness even when he was so-called sleeping. So these are the symptoms of someone who's always in a state of trance. And we can also achieve it.
И ние можем да постигнем същото състояние.
It's not just for liberated souls like Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Това не е само за освободени души като Шрила Прабхупада и Бхактисиддханта.
We are also meant to become liberated souls.
От нас също се очаква да станем освободени души.
That's what this process is all about.
И това е предназначението на този процес.
We're not meant to remain neophytes struggling with our senses.
Целта на този процес не е да останем начинаещи и да борят с сетивата.
Like Prabhupada, many times quoted, Prabhupada ordered me, said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face.
Както аз много пъти цитирам това, което Шрила Прабхупада ми каза, да се квалифицирам.
I was not some special devotee, he gave me some special order. No, it's just a standard order for everybody.
Да видя Кришна лице в лице. Не е така, че аз бях специален правил. Да, не, просто това е стандартна инструкция, която Шрила Прабхупада даваше.
I wasn't a big leader. I was just, you know, this another one of the brahmacharis in the temple. That's
all.
But Prabhupada wrote me like that. He said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So from that I can understand, Prabhupada wants each one of the ISKCON devotees to become a pure devotee.
От тази инструкция аз разбирам, че Шрила Прабхупада иска всеки един от членовете на ИСКОН да стане чист праведен.
And if Prabhupada desires it, is it possible?
Ако Прабхупад го желае, дали това е възможно?
If Prabhupad wants us to do it, is it impossible?
Ако Шрила Прабхупад иска от нас да го направим, това не е възможно ли?
Of course not. It is possible.
Разбира се, че е възможно.
What is the confirmation?
И какво е потвърждението?
Mukam karoti vachalam bangulam yagate yagiram yat kripatam ahangvande shri guru dinataranam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man can deliver eloquent speeches. A lame man can cross over the big mountain. If you have the mercy of a pure devotee, there's no limit to what you can accomplish. So we have the mercy of the pure devotee in this movement. We have the dust of Prabhupada's lotus feet pervading all throughout ISKCON. Prabhupada's foot dust is right here in this temple. So all we have to do is take advantage. And Prabhupada's, for those who go out and distribute Prabhupada's books, they get that foot dust on their head at every minute.
И тези, които ходят да разпространяват книгите на Шрила Прабхупада, те получават този прах върху главите си всеки.
For those who go on Harinam for preaching and those who serve the deities with love and keep the temple neat and clean, they all get Prabhupada's foot dust.
Тези, които ходят на Харинам и проповядват, тези, които остават в храма и служат на муртите и почистват храма и го поддържат добро състояние.
So in this way, we all have that special mercy.
Те получават този прах от Прабхупада.
That by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada we can all become pure devotees.
И по милостта на Шрила Прабхупада всички ние можем да станем чисти преданици.
And always be in this ecstatic trance of bhakti.
И винаги да се намираме в този екстатичен транс на бхакти.
And never be disturbed by any material desires.
И никога никакви материални желания няма да могат да ни обезпокоят.
Even the granddaddy of them all.
Дори и на и така техният дядо.
Майтуна. You know what is майтуна?
Знаете ли какво е майтуна?
Sex pleasure.
Сексуалното удоволствие.
Майтуна. So, even Maituna. Yan Maitunari Grumeri Sukham Vitu Cham. Bhagavatam says.
Bhagavatam
that Maituna is considered the number one pleasure for the materialist, but for the devotees, it is simply Hitu Cham. It is insignificant.
Maituna is smята за най-голямото наслаждение за материалиста, но за един трансценденталист това е просто тучам, незначително.
Is it third class?
Значи, че е трета класа?
No.
Не.
Is it fourth class?
Четвърта класа?
No.
Не.
Tenth class.
Десета класа.
It's really low class pleasure. Tenth class pleasure. Prabhupada said tenth class.
Прабхупада каза десета класа.
So, who wants to travel tenth class?
Кой иска да пътува в десета класа?
When you can travel first class.
Когато може да пътувате първа класа.
Yes, and we're inviting everyone to travel first class.
Всички са поканени да пътуват в първа класа.
Come up to the first class section, you see.
Елате, преместете се в първа класа.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And then you'll be chanting, traveling first class, back to home, back to Godhead.
Първата вие ще пътувате в първа класа, обратно в къщи, обратно.
So, any other questions?
Други въпроси?
Yeah.
She has an unasked question from the this morning lecture.
Okay.
She can ask. She has read in one of the books of Satsvarupa Maharaj.
Mm-hmm.
She has read that a female devotee can be какво? Да бъде изведена в този свят? Yes. Can be saved from the material world in three ways. By her guru, by her husband, or by her son. So, can you explain what this means?
Father also. Yeah, in Vedic culture, the girl is protected by her father when she's young, by her husband when she's in her mid years, and when she's old lady, her sons could give her protection.
Ruskata literatura se kaže, че жената е протектирана, когато е малка от своя баща, когато е млада от своя съпруг и когато е възрастна от сина си.
Formally, she would get initiated when her husband took diksha. That's how she would get initiated.
Тя приемала посвещение, когато нейният съпруг приемал дикша.
She would follow her husband in accepting guru. That was the former system.
Тя следвала своят съпруг в приемането на гуру.
But now, because the social order is so much disrupted, Prabhupada directly accepted. See, there's no such thing as brahmacharini in the Vedas. It's a mercy of Prabhupada, brahmacharinis.
В ведическа система не е имало такова нещо като брамачарини, но по милостта на Шива Прабхупад в нещо...
Because there's so much disruption in the social order. In the Vedic culture, every woman is married by the time she attains puberty.
Това е прието, защото този ведически ред е много нарушен.
So, because there's so much disruption in the social order, therefore the Prabhupada agreed to accept the girls also as his disciples, even if they didn't have husband.
Тъй като сега е толкова нарушен този ред, Прабхупад се съгласил да приема и момичето като свои ученички.
Of course that...
преди да са женени.
So that the girl is protected by father, she's protected by husband, protected by sons, and also protected by guru. There's four protections for a woman, actually. Not three, four.
И от своя гуру. Така че четири защити има жената. Четири.
Any other questions?
Някой идва тук духовен духовни учители, понякога гледам лекции, видео на духовни учители, но въпреки това по някой път много силно стискам своите самскари и не ги пускам. Но понякога приемно гледам видео или идва някой духовен учител или просто някой предан даден минава и дори сам един поглед просто кара тези самскари. Защо така?
Sometimes when spiritual masters come here and she listens to lectures, and even if she sees on the video lecture recorded of a spiritual master, she noticed that she is holding to her samskaras.
Doing what?
She's holding on, holding to her samskaras. She's
holding to her samskaras.
Yeah, she's not letting them go.
Samskaras means you mean anartas?
Samskari, какво имаш предвид точно?
Samskara is a different.
Impressions that we have from.
Well, samskara, actually, there are different samskaras. There are the birth samskara, the marriage samskara. These are the samskaras. So you're holding on to some material thing? Material attachments? What do you mean? What does she mean? What does she mean?
She means the impressions from previous life. This is also called samskara.
From previous lifetime.
От предишния си живот впечатления такива.
Това не е различно.
Yes, some impressions from previous life, not from previous lives.
Oh. From like memories of her childhood or something like this.
Примерно някакви спомени от когато си бил преди Кришна
съзнание. Да, не е различно.
Yes, some attachments from previous life.
Previous material life.
Yeah, material life.
Yes, that is natural.
That's why
As neophyte devotees, we have some attachment for our material sense of identity. That's called false ego. We are reluctant to give up our false ego, you
see.
It's our pride. We are very reluctant to give it up. We are thinking, I am great. I have this talent, I have this history. I was born in such and such family. I won this award when I was in high school. I had this position we have so many material attachments to false things that are not really substantial. So that means you're just like the rest of us. We're all experiencing the same thing. So what is the question then? How to get free from it?
No, but this is on one side, she noticed. But on the other side, sometimes when she just sees a devotee, for example, and a devotee looks at her, then she lets all these things go.
Yes, so what's the question?
So the question is, why is this...
Why?
Why is this happening? When
why does she let go, or why does she not let go?
Why she does not let go when she is looking and listening to a lecture, but then just a simple thing make her let it go? Why is this happening?
What would cause her to let it go? What simple thing?
She says for example. In some situations, when she sees a devotee and speaks with him or something, then she notices that these samskaras are disappearing. Mm-hmm. So why is this happening?
You want to know what is the science of when they had to get rid of them? Is that what she's wanting to know?
Question is this, that when she sees the spiritual master speaking or on the video spiritual master talking,
yeah,
and she has all these mental images coming from the past and previous lives. But when she sees a simple devotee, it goes away.
Yeah.
So why?
Oh, I see. So when you see the spiritual master, you become, you hold on to your material conception.
Is that what you're saying? She is asking why some particular person just provoke Krishna consciousness in us and help us let it go.
Well, it could be your own mental conceptions, you know. It depends on. See, it's ultimately up to you. It's all within your own heart. It's not the external things. Srila Prabhupada told one disciple, he said, if you're feeling disturbance, it's not due to the external situation, it's due to your own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada каза на един свой ученик, ако ти се чувстваш притеснен от външните обстоятелства, това се дължи на твоята липса на Кришна.
So you can't say, well, when I see this devotee, then I hold on to my material attachments, so he must not be very good.
Не можеш да кажеш, че ето аз гледам този преден отделен и продължавам да си държа материалните привързаности, това не значи, че той не е добър.
You can't blame it on the devotee.
С други думи, ти не можеш да обвиняваш предано отдадения за това.
And when I see him, I just hold on to my material attachments.
Тоест, когато го видя, и аз се хващам за моите материални привързаности.
You can't blame the devotee.
Не можеш да хвърлиш вината върху предано отдадените.
It's your own lack of Krishna consciousness.
Това се дължи на твоята собствена липса на Кришна съзнание.
Just like some of them might get scared when they see a sannyasi, they go, oh, this is pretty heavy.
Понякога хората се плашат, като видят саняси и си казват, о, това е много
хеви. I may be feel threatened by his example.
Защото аз мога да се почувствам заплашен от неговия пример.
But then I feel a house, see a house, or I feel a little more comfortable.
После като мия някой семей, аз чувствам по-спокоен, така и си отдъхвам.
You see, is it the sannyasi's fault?
Това да не е проблема в саняси или негова?
No, it's our fault. Somebody who is more renounced may make us more scared because we see a renounced example and we just get scared about our own attachment. So don't blame it on the guru. He must be demoniac. Beneath that mask of guru, he must be a demon. That's why I feel this when I see him.
Сигурно под там той се прави на гуру, обаче вътре в себе си е демоничен и затова чувствам така.
We have to look in our own heart and see where the anarthy is. Why are we not letting go of it?
Ние трябва да се гледаме в сърцата си и да видим какви са тези анарти, които ние не искаме да пуснем.
Is that clear?
Това и изяснява ли нещата? Somewhat.
Well, that's good.
Това е добре, че дори къде.
Рея Манджари е сънувал на Кришна, минал покрай нея и след това се обърнал, погледнал е и се заминал. Това реално ли е или...
Измислено.
Или е иллюзия. При според днешната лекция. И това ли е крайната цел, нали, на. И това ли е нашата цел, нали, да сънуваме и да ми. Крайната цел за медитиране, медитацията.
You said, да сънуваме. You said that we, even when we are sleeping, we should dream about Krishna. And he is referring to this dream that Prema Manjari has. She told you in the darshan.
Yeah, so what about him?
So is this real or it's not real?
Any thought of Krishna is real. Anytime you think of Krishna, that is reality. But if you imagine Krishna to do something which is not according to scriptures, then you can understand you've thrown in some garbage along with Krishna.
Но ако си представяш нещо че Кришна прави, което не е потвърдено в свещените писания. Това означава, че ти го смешваш с
него. If Krishna appears in your dream and says, it's okay to eat hamburgers, go ahead, it's okay, I bless you, you can eat hamburger.
Ако Кришна ти се появи в съня и ти каже, можеш да ядеш хамбургер, аз ти давам разрешение.
Then you can know you're getting a mixture of Krishna and Ronald McDonald mixed together, you see.
Това означава, че в съня си
not pure Krishna.
Правиш микс от Кришна и от Ронald Макдоналд.
Ronald McDonald with a peacock feather in his hair.
Виждаш Роналд Макдоналд с пълно перо в косите.
So be careful. Be careful of your dreams, you know. Be careful of your dreams. Yes, Кришна.
И какво? И въпроса?
Просто някой път сега мишната наистина
казва. She is not a question. She relates to a dream of hers.
No, we're not interested in having dream sharing session. No. Any questions?
Иска сега да си споделяме сънища, иска въпроса.
Not ready.
Каза се, че някои анарти човек може да ги изчисти само, че може да ги изчисти само духовния учител. Кои са те и по какъв начин духовния учител изчиства анартите на ученика? Изпълнито само той може да ги изчисти.
It is said that some anartas can be cleansed only by the spiritual master in the heart of the disciple. So she's asking which are these anarthas and how.
Ultimately, we depend on the spiritual master to clear out every one of our anarthas. All of them depend on Guru's mercy. That's confirmed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, without the grace of the spiritual master, nobody can make any advancement. So, for every anartha, we depend on Guru. Not just some of them. Every anartha. Next question,
За да практикуваме бхакти йога е възможно само като общуваме с преданно отдаваните и в тази връзка нали, по-важно ние да насочим усилията си към това предно отдаване, с които общуваме, да им помогнем те да напреднат повече. Това не е ли нашия първи интерес?
In order to practice bhakti yoga, we should associate with devotees. So isn't it in our best interest and first concern that we help the devotees with which we associate to become more advanced?
Yes, one should always serve the devotees by helping them to become more Krishna conscious. Krishna says there is no one more dear to me than he, such a person who helps the devotees to be Krishna conscious.
Шрила Прабхупада, Кришна казва, че няма слуга, който да ми е по-скъп от този, който се опитва да помага на преданите.
Чатасман манушешу кашчан ме приятамах бхавитама ча ме вашад анья приятаро бхуви. Nor will there ever be anyone more dear, Krishna said.
Няма да има някой, който да ми е по-скъп слуга, казва Кришна.
The one who helps the devotees to be Krishna conscious, he's the most dear of all of Krishna's devotees.
този, който помага на преанодайните да бъдат Кришна съзнати, е най-скъпи от всички преанодайни на
Кришна. So we should never think only of my own Krishna consciousness.
Затова ние никога не трябва да мислиме просто за моето собствено Кришна съзнание.
We must always think of the Krishna consciousness of the other devotees as well.
Ние винаги трябва да мислим и за Кришна съзнанието на другите преанодайни също така.
How we can help them to become happy in Krishna consciousness.
Как да им помогнем да станат щастливи в Кришна съзнание?
Questions.
По днешната лекция на сутрешната, искам да задам един въпрос. Съвършената ни философия и това знание, което имаме, което е много по-голямо от това на кармите, статистиката в Искон показва, че над 50% от браковете са развод. Що става така, че на практика не можем да реализираме това?
He is asking why despite the perfect philosophy that we have, why the statistics shows that
why what?
The statistics.
Statistics.
Yeah, shows that
the statistics are only bona fide. Statistics are confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam sahasreshu kashchan yatati sadhaye yatatam api sadhanam kashchan mangma api tatvata.
Потвърждава се Бхагавад Гита за тази статистика.
You know the translation?
Знаеш ли превода на тази статистика?
You're not reading the books?
Не четеш ли книги?
You must read more. It's one of the key verses of the Gita. I'm surprised you don't know the translation.
Това е един от ключовите стихове в Гита, който се очудвам, че не му знаеш превода.
Why are you not studying enough?
Защо не учиш достатъчно?
That's chapter 7, text number 3.
Това е глава 7, стих 3.
Out of thousands among men, one may endeavor perfection.
От хиляди хора един може да се стреми към
свят. And out of a thousand who achieve perfection, hardly even one knows me in truth.
И от хиляди, които са постигнали съвършенство, единици са тези, които ме познават наистина.
So this is the normal thing.
Така че това е нормално.
Many people will take up the path.
Много хора ще приемат пътя.
But only a few will actually become perfect.
Но само единици всъщност ще станат съвършени.
So do you want to be one of those few?
Ти искаш ли да бъдеш от тези малко, които ще
станат? To achieve perfection and one of the many who didn't make it.
Които ще постигнат съвършенство или искаш един от многото, които няма да успеят?
Actually, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, everybody can make it. That's the good news.
Добрите новини са, че по милостта на Бог Чайтанья всички могат да успеят.
Because he makes no condition.
Защото той не поставя никакви условия.
That you have to surrender and then you will get the mercy. No.
Той не казва, трябва да ми се отдадете и тогава ще получите милост.
He just says, here, take the mercy.
Бог Чайтанья просто казва, ето ми милостта, вземете.
Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya plundered the storehouse of love of God.
Бог Чайтанья и Бог Нитянанда се разбили, ограбили.
And freely distributed his contents to everybody.
Безплатно раздават на всички.
Without any consideration of who is fit and who is unfit.
Без изобщо да се замислят кой е подходящ и кой не е подходящ, кой заслужава и кой не.
So, by their mercy, even the most unfit, unqualified mlecha.
Тяхната милост дори най-недостойният, неквалифициран млеча.
Can become a pure devotee.
Може да стане чист преданен.
So therefore we have to beg that mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Затова ние трябва да молим за тая милост.
And Lord Nityananda. Baja baja bhai chaitanya nitai sudrinda vishvasha kori. We have to beg for their mercy. Lord Chandastakura, very nice bhajan. Prabhupada taught us that. We had a bhajan class with Prabhupada.
Имахме такъв баджан клас с Шива Прабхупада.
It was so wonderful. He taught us how to sing this bhajan.
И той ни учеше как да пеем този баджан.
Parama, and it was in two, you know. Chup, 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 chup. Chup. Parama karuna bhun vijana nitai gora chandra vishaya chadiya seira se majiya Mukhe bolo hadi havi Baja baja bhai Chaitanya nitai Sudrinda vishvasa kori. In this way, it was so sweet. Can you imagine Prabhupada teaching us how to sing a tune? Oh, it was really sweet. Wow.
представите, Шила Прабхупад лично ми учеше как да правя тази мелодия. Беше наистина.
Actually, I recorded it. I had like a little cassette player and I recorded it.
Всъщност аз го записах, това имам го на касета, запис.
I sent it to Bhaktivedanta Archives so they could release it, but they were too busy, they didn't. So I finally just got the tape back.
Аз ми изпратих тази касета на Бхактиведанта.
It's sitting there on a cassette tape.
За да го излъчат, но те
ми... Waiting to be released in the world.
Имаха време и тази касета чака някой да я...
Actually, after Prabhupada sang the bhajan, he saw a number of us were recording on our cassette players. We didn't have MP3s in those days, it was a cassette player. He saw we were not, he said, now rewind it, play it back.
Когато Шрила Прабхупада, когато свършихме баджана, видя, че някои от нас бяха записвани на касети и той каза, сега върнете да го пуснете.
So I was thinking, let somebody else rewind theirs and play it back, because I'm just going to keep recording. There's more nectar coming right now and I want to keep recording, so I didn't rewind mine. I let somebody else do the rewinding.
Yes, помислих, нека някой друг да върне назад, защото аз искам да продължа да записвам.
So Prabhupada had played with Kartal. Chip, chip, chip. Now he said, give me Mridanga, you see. And then then there was a tape of Prabhupada singing with the Kartal, and then Prabhupada played Mridanga. I tell you, that was the most amazing Mridanga playing I ever heard in my life. It was like the experience of sitting in a huge hall and hearing a huge symphony orchestra playing, you see. There were so many subtleties in Prabhupada's playing, so many nuances and subtleties in his Mridanga playing. It's like hearing a whole symphony orchestra. It's amazing. So my cassette player was still rolling at that time. I have both recordings. Prabhupada singing with the Kartal and then Prabhupada playing Mridanga along with his tape. I hope I can release it someday to the world. Hope it's not ruined. It's been sitting there for 40 years on a little cassette. But I keep it. It's in a very tightly sealed box. Very tightly sealed special box. Waiting to be taken to a mastering studio and made into a CD, you know. So yeah, that was a very special thing. Prabhupada was teaching us how to call out for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because even though we're so unqualified, you see, if we can just call out for that mercy of Gaura Nitya, then we can be saved. I was standing by Prabhupada. He was sitting there in the Vyasa Center and I was right there on his right side. And the main deities in that temple were big, huge brass deities of Gaura Nitya. Huge brass deities. And Prabhupada was looking at the deities. And he said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have appeared in Atlanta. So I can understand the difference between my vision and Prabhupada's vision. Prabhupada is actually seeing Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda standing there. Just like right out of, you know, Navadvipa 500 years ago, there they were standing, you
see.
I was seeing some brass statues. He was seeing the living Sri Sri Gaura Nitya standing there. So we should always remember this is actually the Supreme Lord. He has come.
Ние винаги трябва да помним, че това е муртите са върховния бог, който е дошъл при нас.
In his most merciful form, Sri Sri Gaura Nitya.
Това са най-мерси форми, Sri Sri Gaura Nitya.
Narottam Das's song. Let's see that song. I put it to a tune in English. The Hari Hari people, I made an English version of it. And the one verse he's singing, Lord Krishna comes as Sachi's son. Balaram descends as Nitai. by chanting the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. So if Jagai and Madai can be saved. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, then us hopeless Jagai Madai characters here in Sofia, Bulgaria, you see. Here in Sofia, Bulgaria, crying out for the mercy of Guru Nitai. Us hopeless Jagai Madai characters here in Sofia, Bulgaria, we can also become saved. Just have to cry for their mercy. Like a little child crying for mother, you know. Just have to cry for that mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. And then there, if we all do that, there'll be no statistics of fallen devotees anymore. The only reason there's statistics of fallen devotees is we're not crying out to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Instead of crying for bhakti, we're crying for sex. That's the problem. Crying out for sex. There's subtle sex also. Profit, adoration, and distinction. Those desires will also kill your kripa. So we simply have to cry for Guru Nitai's mercy. So any other questions?
You said that it is predicted in Chaitanya Bhagavata that everyone will become Krishna conscious. But we know that even during the time of Lord Chaitanya, even when he was performing kirtan, there were persons who were still criticizing him. So what will happen to this person, this kind of persons?
Yes, because it's, so what will happen to those who were inimical towards the Sankirtan movement? Well, we see different examples from Chaitanya Lila, don't we? Some of them got converted by the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadev. Shan Kazi became converted. There was one person who became he came to have a leprosy because of his opera. And that helped him come to his senses. Look how Jagai and Madai came. Everybody had their own different way of coming, you see. Some had to get leprosy to come to the realization. Some had to get scratched on their chest by Lord Nrisimhadev to come to the realization. Some of them had been on the point of being killed by Lord Chaitanya's Sudarshan Chakra to come to their senses. There was one corpse that came to life just by the mercy of one of Lord Chaitanya's devotees. He said, I want to liberate someone. So the first person I see, I will liberate him. And he went to take his bath in the Ganga. Who was the first person he saw? A corpse. And that corpse came to life. Hari Bol, Hari Krishna. Came a pure devotee.
бил един труп, който плува в реката и той се съживи.
So there's any number of ways that people who've come, even corpses can come back to life in Chaitanya's pastimes.
Има различни начини хората се преживяват.
That means there's hope for the modern day civilization.
Дори труповете могат.
It's practically the whole world is walking corpses, isn't it?
И има надежда за съвременната цивилизация,
защото it's like walking corpses. Zombies, you know. So there are any number of ways that they will come. They will all come. Somehow or other they will all come to Krishna consciousness. The lame, the invalid, the blind, the pious and the impious. Krishna Das Kaviraj says they all come.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami каза, че всички ще дойдат. Сакатите, куците, благочестивите, неблагочестивите, всички ще се присъединят.
Some devotees disagree with me. They say, oh, that's not really literally true.
Някои преподаватели не се съгласяват с това твърдение и казват, че това не е буквално.
But I say, Krishna Das Kaviraj doesn't lie.
Но аз казвам, че Krishna Das Kaviraj не лъже.
Саджана дорджана пангу джанда анагана према ваньяя дубайла джагатеда джана. You know the Bengali? Where are our scholars? Where's our Bhakti Shastris? This Krishna conscious movement, translation, this Krishna conscious movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Who is that everyone? Jagatana Jana. Jana means men or human beings throughout the entire Jagat, the whole universe. That means all the way from Brahmaloka down to Patalaloka, every single jiva will become inundated in this tidal wave of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Some of my God brothers think I'm fanatic to believe them. But I'm sorry, I'm sticking with Krishna Das Kaviraj. He's one of the gopis in Krishna's pastimes. He's not an ordinary person of this world. He has perfect knowledge of past, present and future. And he has said this Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami and it will inundate the entire universe, drowning everyone. The lame, the invalid, the blind, the pious and the impious, everyone will become drowned. So how will happen, I cannot say. But that it will happen, I can absolutely guarantee you it will happen. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami does not lie.
What will happen to those who commit offenses to the Vaishnavas?
Well, they may have to come down with leprosy. Come to their senses. They may have to face some very severe reaction that'll curb their false pride. Just like in Chaitanya Lila, you see. Could be any kind of material catastrophe. Bring them to their knees. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. So many catastrophes can happen. Make people more humble and sober.
Което прави хората по-смирени,
по... Because we don't want to see such things. Therefore we're flooding this ocean, this whirlwind ocean of Prabhupada's books. That's our goal, our mission, you see. And just by touching Prabhupada's books, they can become liberated, you see.
Защото просто като докоснат книгите на Прабхупада, те могат да се освободят.
Even touching the book, they get liberation.
Дори просто като докоснат книгата, се освобождават.
These books are so powerful. This is one of the techniques on Sankirtan. You hand him the book. Say, here, hold this book. Just check out this book. Isn't it a nice picture here? Just hold this for a second. they don't realize they're directly contacting God, you see, directly touching God himself in his book incarnation.
You see,
very powerful, these books are very powerful. One man, he got the set of the Bhagavad Times in the airport. Somewhere from the devotees. And he came, he saw the devotees in the airport and he said, "Those books are amazing. My whole house burned down except those books were sitting there untouched by the flames." These books are not ordinary books. These are mystical books. I guarantee you, they're mystical. They have great mystic powers, these books. Not ordinary books. Is that a... All right. Is that a question or another dream? No, we don't want any dreams. You have a question?
Когато бях на Санкиртан, за това, което говорите, просто Славейков си взе един човек, който е мюсюлманин и пушеше цигара. Обаче си взе две книги и каза, че е виждал много пъти бреда му отдадени и много иска тия книги и най-после го спира.
What's the question? Is it a question?
Not yet.
Huh?
Not yet.
No. If that's just a brief question, I don't want to recognize you. What is the question?
So she was distributing books to some Muslim, and he was smoking cigarette, and it was an unpleasant thing. But he took two books.
Oh, very good.
So is this good or bad?
That's very good, very good. Jai, distribution key. Jai.
Jai.
Okay. Any other questions? Question. Okay, Sylvia.
So in the beginning we come to Krishna consciousness with the mood that we want this lifetime to be the last lifetime for us, but in due course we start thinking that we are ready to turn in samsara again and again, lifetime after lifetime, just to be with Krishna consciousness, to be Krishna conscious. Why is this change of the moods happening?
You're saying in the beginning you come with a desire to go back to Godhead, but after a while you think it's okay if I take breath after breath as long as I'm Krishna conscious? Is that what she's asking? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. Lord Chaitanya said, on desire liberation, I just desire devotional service. If one thinks, I'm so happy by chanting, reading, and preaching, I don't care if I take millions of births here, as long as I can keep chanting, reading, and preaching, then that's very good mood.
Бог Чайтани има такава молитва, която той казва, че е готов да се ражи отново, стига да бъде в контакт с Кришна съзнание, да проповядва.
Some devotees want to come, take breath after breath, everybody has Prabhupada's books, you see. So book distributors, they don't want to go back to God until everybody has at least one of Prabhupada's books.
книгоразпространителите, например, те не искат да се връщат обратно при Бога преди да са разпространени книги на всеки.
For them, book distribution is as good as being back to Godhead. They don't feel like there's anything lacking. They feel like they're in Goloka Vrindavan when they're out in Sankirtan.
Защото те не чувстват, че им липсва нищо. Те се чувстват като на Голока Вриндавана, просто като разпространяват книги.
That's a fact. Sankirtan is not different from Goloka Vrindavan.
И това е факт, че Sankirtana не се различава от Goloka
Vrindavan. None different.
Не се различава.
When you're out preaching, you're as good as back to God at many times.
Когато излизаш и проповядваш книгите, това е все едно вече си се върнал.
So therefore, Prabhupada said, everybody should join the Sankirtan party as soon as possible. That's the sweetest nectar to get on a book distribution. Somehow or other, distribute these, set up a book table, go door to door, go person to person on the street, go shop to shop, somehow or other, approach the people and give them Prabhupada's books. That's the greatest nectar.
По един или друг начин излезте на улицата или си направете масичка или ходете от магазин на магазин от и по някакъв начин се включете в книга разпространение на книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
I was very happy to hear that you all were number two in the whole world of the Maha Small Temples book distribution. This is an award-winning temple in ISKCON. ISKCON's Sofia, Bulgaria, Ki Jai. Now, next year you must be number one. Don't be content to be number two. You have to be number one next year. More devotees should go out and spend more time distributing books.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Моето и въпрос обаче е малко изнудване. Тоест, молба, може ли?
It is a question, but it's also kind of a request. Can he say?
Well, we'll give it a try. Go ahead. We'll try. Let's see.
Как Кешава Прабу се връща от Румъния в понеделник на 24-ти на Кюри? Би ли се съгласил да ни свири някои от песните си на китара, които той е написал за Шрила Прабхупада Кришна този ден?
When you come back from Romania, the program will be at the other center.
Yeah.
And would you kindly agree to play some of your songs, guitar for Shiva Prabhupada and Krishna for us?
I need to have a pick them, If you give me a pick, do you have a capo? Capo and a pick, then I can do it for sure. Capo is a little thing you slide up and down to raise the key. Capo, you take it, it goes like this over the fret. A capo and a pick.
He has.
Then I can do, yeah. If you give me a capo and a pick, then I can do. Hopefully I'll have a voice by then. So right now I'm just a croaking toad, you know.
Надявам се, че до тогава ще ми се оправи гласа.
Okay, I guess we'll stop here now. It's a nice stopping point. So everybody knows now to come to Curie on Monday night. What time does the program start?
В колко часа почва програмата? Понеделник вечерта?
Понеже хората е празник, в 6 часа ще почне Гора Арати, в 6:30 ще почне програма. Както тук.
6 o'clock it will start the kirtan, the arati.
So we'll be coming straight from the airport. We're landing at 6:20. The airport. 6:20 p.m. So then we can just come straight from the airport to Curie. Okay. We thank you all very much for participating in this Krishna Ganges movement. Please continue increasing your Krishna consciousness and increasing the Krishna consciousness movement unlimitedly.
Неограничено.
Raja Vidhu Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai. Jai.